joint tenancy. A less popular type of ownership by more than one is joint tenancy. The most unique aspect of joint tenancy is the right of survivorship of the tenants. When a joint tenant dies, his or her share is equally divided immediately among the surviving joint tenants. In order to create a joint tenancy, four unities are required. Time, owners must acquire their interest at the same time. Title, they must acquire their interest from the same source, will, contract, deed, etc. Interest, they must hold equal shares. Possession, possession of the property must be shared equally. All of the four unities must vest at the same time, generally from a single deed of conveyance. Heirs and devisees have no claim on the property because joint tenancy is not an estate of inheritance. The final survivor becomes an owner in severalty. Given Texas's tradition of homestead and community property, joint tenancy is not favored by the courts because it ignores the rights of the tenants' families. Joint tenancy has been referred to as a poor man's will. When a joint tenant dies, the decedent's share passes to the surviving joint tenant's. A will is not required for this to happen. Joint tenancy is a concept derived from English common law, which regards the marriage of two people as creating a single entity. In some states, ownership by a husband and wife is called tenancy by the entirety, which is basically joint tenancy created between two married individuals. When one dies, the other immediately becomes an owner in severalty. Tenancy by the entirety is not recognized in Texas. In states where it is allowed, property held in this manner cannot be disposed of or conveyed without the signature of both parties. In addition, property held this manner is not subject to the claims of a creditor, unless the creditor is the creditor of both parties.